This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, May 24th, 2015, in an interview in the UK publication The Telegraph, Art Garfunkel states that in the early years of their career, he felt sorry for Paul Simon because of his height, and he offered him love and friendship as a compensation. Garfunkel went on to say, "And that compensation gesture has created a monster." On this day, 2012, Aerosmith unveiled their first new songs in 6 years, Legendary Child, and also perform an old favorite, Walk This Way, on the season finale of American Idol. John Fogerty joined eventual winner Philip Phillips to sing two Creedence Clearwater Revival songs, Have You Ever Seen the Rain and Bad Moon Rising. On this day in 2010, John Fogerty's 1985 hit Center Field is selected to be honored at the National Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, the first time a musician or song has been honored in such a way. On this day in 2003, Paul McCartney makes his first live performance in Russia when he appeared at Red Square in front of 20,000 fans. On this day in 1986, The Count Five, whose hit Psychotic Reaction reached number five in 1965, reunite for the first time in 18 years to play at their high school reunion in San Jose. On this day in 1986, Davy Jones, Mickey Dolenz, and Peter Tork reunite as the Monkees when they kick off a reunion tour at the Concord Hotel in New York's Catskills Mountains. On this day in 1974, Duke Ellington, the great jazz band leader and subject of Stevie Wonder's 1977 hit, Sir Duke, dies of cancer at the age of 75. Also on this day in 1969, Get Back by the Beatles shoots number one in the Billboard's Hot 100, where it would remain for 5 weeks, becoming the group's 17th number one record. The song featured a keyboard solo by Billy Preston, who became the only non-group member ever credited on a Beatles single. And on this day, May 24th, 1964, a Detroit vocal quintet see their only Billboard Top 40 hit peak at number 6 during a 9-week run. Although they would release several other singles and appear on all the major teen shows of the day, the group would never crack the Top 40 again. Who are they, and what is their only hit, thanks to William Shakespeare? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, May 24, 1964, a Detroit vocal quintet see their only Billboard Top 40 hit peak at number 6 during a 9-week run. Although they would release several other singles and appear on all the major teen shows of the day, the group would never crack the Top 40 again. Thanks to Shakespeare, the Reflections' big hit is Just Like Romeo and Juliet.